Good morning. And coming up this Saturday and Sunday is the Ketchikan Community Chorus Concert, Tapestry of Light. Here to tell us more about that is Steve Kinney. Good morning.
Good morning.
And yes, you're doing something a little different this year.
This concert is going to be very different. It will be a visual concert as well as an auditory concert. And over the last few years, we've tried to develop concerts that have a theme, an idea. And Tapestry of Light is exactly that. I've had a couple of songs that I wanted us to do for a number of years. One by Lauridsen, Shore on the Shining Night. And then another by a composer, Eric Whitaker, who's a current composer, Luxa Rumque. And Eric actually has done a lot of writing for the electronic media, and some of his songs have been introduced to the world through social media, and people who wanted to participate in that particular song would get permission from him, get the music from him, and then they would combine electronically and produce this music. And Luxa Rumque is one of those songs. Both of those are descriptive, are auditory descriptives of Northern Lights. So the idea came, well, let's deal with light. And so this whole concert is dealing with light. And we've partnered with a local artist, Felix Wong, who has spent a great deal of time taking time-lapse photography of especially our Northern Light displays last summer. And he would spend total nights out in the field taking photographs, and then is displaying them as progressive videos. So it looks like you're watching a time-compressed video of these Northern Lights on the, in the sky. So a part of the concert will be exactly that. It will be the Ketchikan waterline, the Ketchikan community at night experiencing this magnificent Northern Light. But at the same time, listening to it, I can remember as a kid my father trying to describe to me what Northern Lights are. And he would say, well, you know, they're these beautiful, delicate ribbons of blues and greens in the sky that you can almost hear. Well, what we're going to do this weekend is hear them. And the chorus will provide that sound. And at the same time, you'll be seeing the Northern Lights. And we've set it up at the Presbyterian Church so that the entire front of the church becomes a screen. So that experience isn't just on a 6-foot-wide screen, but rather it envelops you totally. So we're very excited about this. The concert is very traditional in a lot of ways, and it's divided into three sections. The first section is what I just finished describing. The middle section is much, much more traditional, and you'll hear songs that you've known forever, and just put in a little bit of a different way with different words. Actually, that's where the title of the concert came from. It's a cantata called Tapestry of Life, A Light. And the third section is thinking about light as the joy that we use light to express. The 4th of July, we throw all these magnificent exploding lights in the sky, and everybody goes, ooh, and ah, and sees those lights. Well, that's going to be a part of the concert. And I can remember probably a mutual friend of ours, Doug Ensley, years ago, telling me, I went to the Messiah the other day, and it was so different because they were doing a ballet to the Messiah. And I said, what? I can't believe that. A ballet to the Messiah? But it got my brain thinking of all the music that I know. You know, what is the most joyous music out there? and Handel's Hallelujah Chorus was one of those first thoughts that I had. Suppose you had the Hallelujah Chorus to fireworks. So you had that visual joy as well as the auditory joy that the chorus creates. So in our concert, we're going to try to create that for the audience.
So will there be visuals throughout?
Yes. The entire concert will have videos going, some kind of a video, a light experience during the entire concert. And it's at the Presbyterian Church, and church members keep coming in and looking around and say, what are you doing here? You know, what is that over there? And so, you know, there are some physical changes that are necessary to implement this, but it will be in the dark. And at one point, you know, the entire auditorium will be almost totally dark, and yet the chorus will be singing. And so it's going to be, a wonderful experience for people.
Okay, and are tickets available in advance, or you get them at the door?
Either. They are in advance at Celebration Station, the party store there opposite the Daily News building, and also at the Arts Center, at the Arts Council office. And then they are available at the door or from chorus members. And so we urge people to get them. We never know, the auditorium at the Presbyterian Church is a little bit small, and we never know how many people are going to come out. Sometimes we're almost standing room only. And so it's better if you know when you want to go to make the effort to get the ticket early, and then you know you're going to have a place to sit.
And you have two performances?
Two performances. This is this Saturday night, the 2nd, at 7 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church, and Sunday afternoon at 3:30, again at the Presbyterian Church. And there is, sometimes there's a parking issue. There is parking close to the church, but that's relatively limited. Across the street at the Bar Harbor and at the laundromat, there is plenty of parking, so people can find a spot to stop there.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Steve Kinney from the Ketchikan Community Chorus. Again, that concert coming up this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.